Is there any way to avoid jail time for an Arizona misdemeanor DUI? My name is Gordon Thompson, and today is June 29th, 2016, and that is the topic for today's podcast. That question is obviously one that all clients want to know. Can I avoid going to jail? My answer to the question is, like many things in life, the answer is maybe. In Arizona, misdemeanor DUI sentences, if somebody is found guilty of DUI, all carry with them mandatory jail time. That amount of jail time can be as little as 1 day if it is for a first offense regular DUI, up until 180 days in jail if it is a second offense super extreme DUI. So the law has mandatory jail for everyone. Now, there are several ways around that. The first would be is the obvious would be to try the case and win, because if the verdict is not guilty at trial, then there's no jail time. So that's one way. A second way to do it would be is if there's some legal motion that you can make in court or I can make in court to make it so, for example, the state is not able to use blood or breath test results and that affects the case, then the case could be dismissed. Similarly speaking, you can make a motion to suppress evidence based on the illegality of a stop of the vehicle. And if you succeed at that, then the case is dismissed, and so there's no jail time. So that's one possibility, or two possibilities. One, the case gets dismissed because of a legal reason, or you get a verdict of not guilty at trial. A second possible way to avoid jail time is if the prosecutor, be it either a city prosecutor or the county attorney, agree to a disposition that does not include jail, a disposition for another charge. For example, if the offer is plead guilty to reckless driving and the prosecutor does not insist on any jail time, then that's a way to avoid it. So it can be avoided depending on a plea offer. A third way it could be avoided is the court, in effect, giving people credit for usually for 1 day in jail, even though they may not have served a day in jail. Some courts will say that if the person is arrested by the police, as everybody is, taken into custody for further processing, that they'll consider that as a day in jail. And so the person gets credit for time served, even though they really haven't gone to jail. Now, those are the basic ways you can avoid jail. Namely, number one, go to trial. Number two, if the there's a legal reason to get the case suppressed, the evidence suppressed. Secondly, if there's another disposition that the prosecutor would agree to that doesn't include jail, such as reckless driving. Or thirdly, if you're in a jurisdiction where you can get credit for time served. Barring that, if somebody is guilty of driving under the influence, there is always some jail time required. How much depends upon the jurisdiction and the way you serve it. For example, if the sentence is described as 1 day in jail, then quite often the person does not serve 24 hours in jail. They barely get through the intake session and can be in the jail for as little as 4 or 5 hours. But that, again, depends on the jurisdiction. So that's the answer to today's question. Is there any way to avoid jail time in Arizona for DUI? If you have any questions, please feel free to call me. Thank you.